Hi there, I'm Tom Field. I'm Senior Vice President of Editorial with Information Security Media Group, talking today about prioritizing critical emerging threats. Joining me is Brent Maynard, he's Senior Director of Security Strategy with Akamai. Brent, thanks so much for taking time to speak with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to talk about emerging threats today and see what we can do to help different organizations and figure out what emerging means to them.
So for context, how do you see critical emerging threats having evolved in the age of digital transformation and, more importantly, AI?
Most of the threats that we're dealing with today are not brand new techniques. What's new is the speed, the scale, and the automation driving them, especially as you mentioned with AI. AI has lowered the cost of the attack. It's accelerated all the reconnaissance and enabled adversaries to iterate in real time. And this makes the prioritization much harder. We're still humans in the loop trying to figure out how to battle and fight against machines attacking us. And we're even starting to see specific AI against AI out in the field as well. So as we look at these new things, we still really have to figure out the best way to fight and handle this new digital transformation.
Where would you say organizations are most challenged to prioritize these threats?
I think the biggest challenge is signal overload. And I don't think that's necessarily new, but now we're combining it with organizational silos. So security teams have thousands of findings from scanners and threat feeds and compliance checks. But at the same time, engineering teams are trying to ship new features weekly. And with the new board directive to put AI in everything, they're pushing these new AI capabilities that the security teams have to defend as well. Prioritization, I think, is probably about three different places where they have to start looking, right? One of them is the misalignment of business risk and technical severity. So a medium CVE on a revenue generating API may be more critical than a high CVE on an internal system. It's what the business really categorizes as most important. Two, I think, is lack of visibility into data flows. Many of the teams don't have a clear map on how data moves between APIs, third-party services, AI components. And without that, it's really difficult to understand their blast radius. And then third is unclear ownership. And I think we fight that, just through databases of trying to have what technology do we have? What technology is mine? What technology is yours? And with AI initiatives, a lot of this may sit with brand new innovation teams that didn't exist before. And security is expected to have a crystal ball and review all of these at the end of the day. It creates a lot of friction and a lot of blind spots.
Brent, I've heard you talk about the criticality of preparedness and practice. I want to break those down. First of all, what type of preparedness is sufficient today?
Preparedness today is tough. It must be architectural. It has to be operational, but it still has to be human. Architectural preparedness means you're assuming compromise, you're designing for containment, and that includes segmentation, strong identity boundaries, API level controls, visibility into east-west traffic. You're not trying to prevent every intrusion because we just know we can't do that. You're trying to really prevent that lateral movement and systemic failure. Operational side of the house means we have real-time telemetry. We've defined our incident response playbook for API abuse and AI misuse. We have clear escalation paths. We know where to go and when to get there and how to get there. If an API is being abused or a model is manipulated, teams shouldn't be inventing a new process on the fly. It should be very clear in practice during that incident, which means the human preparedness point must have executive alignment. Boards have to be aligned. Leadership must understand how digital risk ties to revenue and the brand. And when AI systems are exposed, it's not just a technical issue, it's a trust issue.
Right. When you say practice, who needs to be practicing and what type of practice are you talking about?
Practice means structured exercises across functions, not just the SOC. We need tabletop exercises that simulate API abuse, ransomware delivered through a partner integration, prompt injection targeting AI-enabled workflows, which means that includes legal, communications, engineering, product, and executive leadership. It also means technical simulations. Have your red team, if you don't have one, you can find one, hopefully, or borrow one of ours. and use them for different exercises that test lateral movement drills between workloads, abuse cases where bots can simulate real customer behavior, but also have some attacker behavior in there, and model manipulation drills. Practice builds muscle memory. So during a real event, clarity and speed matter more than perfection.
And back to preparedness, how would you say it's different today from what we used to call business continuity and disaster recovery?
Yeah, traditional business continuity and disaster recovery focused on availability. Where were all the data centers? How did we follow the sun to get there? And data center outages and hardware failures and natural disasters. The question is, how could we restore systems? Preparedness today is about adversarial resilience. It's much different. The question is, can we continue operating while under attack? Can we isolate compromised services and preserve trust in critical data to prevent the spread? That's really the difference. And modern resilience requires dynamic controls.
I'm going to bring it back to Akamai. How are you helping your customers rethink how they prioritize critical emerging threats? And I wonder if you might even be able to share some use cases.
Sure. At a high level, we help our customers move from reactive patching to risk-informed architecture. One use case is helping organizations develop their external attack surface, especially when it comes to APIs and digital channels and the availability of AI open to the internet these days. When you understand which services are business critical, you can prioritize their protection and monitor accordingly. Another use case I'm really focused on lately, especially with ransomware and thinking about scattered spider, has been reducing lateral movement risk inside a hybrid and cloud environment. By limiting unnecessary connectivity between workloads, customers can help reduce their blast radius. So if one application is impacted, not every application is impacted. And the changes in that prioritization conversation move from patch everything immediately to what can we contain now to keep the business moving. One thing we also are working on is helping customers identify abusive automation and fraud patterns early. That allows them to help distinguish that traffic that is simply high volume and traffic that is economically damaging. The consistent theme really is visibility, containment, and alignment to business value.
Super, and given everything we've talked about here over the last few minutes, put yourself in a position of our listeners here. What questions do they need to be asking about their own systems and processes today?
Yeah, I mean, it really starts with inventory. Do we know which APIs and digital services directly generate revenue or handle sensitive data? Really thinking about if one of those services were abused and manipulated, how far could an attacker move inside of our environment? Are AI initiatives governed by the same risk frameworks as our core applications? Are they operating in parallel? How quickly can we detect anomalous behavior that looks legitimate on the service? And maybe finally, have we rehearsed a cross-functional response? We talked about practice. Have we practiced? And is it a modern threat scenario, not just a traditional outage?
Excellent insight. Brent, where can our listeners go to learn even more?
I would actually challenge listeners to do what I'm challenging my team to do, especially out there today. Build an agent of some sort that can go bring information to you, help yourself scale. There's a lot of great organizations out there that do a lot of curating for expert perspectives. Work with them, figure out how to keep up on any published research, different abuse, API threats, evolving attacker behavior. Read the State of the Internet report. It's probably also one of the great ones to do.
Oh, well said. Brent, I appreciate your time and insight today. Thanks so much for taking some time to speak with me.
Yeah, likewise.
Again, the topic has been prioritizing critical emerging threats. You just heard from Brent Maynard. He's Senior Director of Security Strategy with Akamai. For Information Security Media Group, I'm Tom Field. Thank you so much for giving us your time and your attention today.